"Congratulations, Attorney Moore," he crooned. Emery slid her hand into his and immediately felt the strength of him. Evan's other hand completely covered hers, and he held her there. Again, Emery felt weak in her knees. The fluttering in her heart made her breathing jagged. "Thank you," came out much wispier than she intended. She wanted to show her legal dominance at the moment, but with a million-watt smile held behind beautifully articulated lips, Evan was able to effectively reduce Emery's moment of pride to the pantings of a schoolgirl with a crush. "You should celebrate," Evan said, leaning in and whispering close to Emery's ear. Her eyes closed as the sensual scent of his cologne wafted into her nostrils. She felt the warmness of his breath against her neck, and a trail of shivers coursed through her. Aunt Martha hurried out onto the front porch, steadying an enormous laundry basket stacked with white sheets and towels that gleamed in the sun. "Here you go," she said, approaching the car with a smile. Daniel recognized her forced smile. Her arthritic back had to be hurting from lifting the heavy basket, but she had her pride and would be upset if he offered to help without being asked. The white woman got out of her car and opened the front passenger door. "Put them on the seat, Martha." She fished a coin out of her pocket. Aunt Martha put the basket in the car and then looked down at the quarter the woman offered. "Sorry, Miss Cross. I should have told you. This must be 50 cents, ma'am." "It was only a quarter last week," the woman said with a tinge of irritation in her voice. "Bet you thought I'd forget." "Yes'm, that's what it was last week. But I always weigh the laundry on the old meat scale in the house. That's how I know what to charge. You had a whole heap more towels this week, and a couple more sheets, and a big bedspread." "I had house guests," she scoffed. "That shouldn't make any difference. It all fit in the same basket, didn't it?" She shot Aunt Martha a look that would sour fresh buttermilk. "Ruby's baby brother. Mom's coming home with Leon today. I'm nervous and wonder if he's here to stay. Babies are smelly. They make too much noise, and Leon is bound to snatch all my toys. This isn't my brother. He's come from the stars. He looks like a creature from Pluto or Mars. I'm making this rocket up here in my room. I'll blast Martian Leon right up to the moon." The Animal Boogie. Illustrated by Debbie Harder. "Down in the jungle, come if you dare. What can you see shaking here and there? With a shaky shake here and a shaky shake there. What's that creature shaking here and there? It's a bear. She goes shake, shake, boogie, woogie, oogie. Shake, shake, boogie, woogie, oogie. Shake, shake, boogie, woogie, oogie. That's the way she's shaking here and there." Meet Lucy. A real bitch. Meet Lucy. She is someone very close to me, although not a friend. Lucy is constantly reminding me of all the things I do wrong. When I make a mistake, she is the first to chastise me. When I have a goal, Lucy tells me all the reasons why my goal is not going to be accomplished. She puts me down constantly. She tells me when I look fat in a dress and when my hair looks out of place. She is quick to point out any other blemish I may have. Lucy doesn't support me, and often tries to sabotage my efforts. When I wanted to get in shape, Lucy would encourage me to hit snooze and skip the gym, and she told me I should eat French fries instead of the salad I packed for lunch. Lucy is a total bitch, and she lives in my head. I named her after Lucy Van Pelt in the Peanuts comic series by Charles Schulz. That Lucy made her debut in newspapers on March 3, 1952. She was known around the neighborhood and by her little brother Linus for being crabby and bossy. Still today, Lucy can often be found dispensing advice from her 5-cent psychiatrist booth, yanking away Linus's security blanket, or humiliating Charlie Brown. Well, my Lucy used to be the boss. She was in total control of most of our conversations, but now, I am in charge, and when Lucy tries to get loud, I have the tools to box that bitch.